When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The unholy possession, the tragic exorcism of Annalise Michel. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we confront one of the most chilling and controversial cases in modern history. A harrowing collision of faith, mental health, and the terrifying possibility of true evil. We journey to Klingenberg am Main, West Germany, in the mid-1970s, to a quiet, devout, Catholic town where the life of a young woman became a crucible for a battle between heaven and hell, culminating in a tragedy that would reverberate across the globe. This is the story of Annalise Michel, a tale not just of alleged demonic possession, but of profound human suffering, unshakable belief, and a horrifying end. Annalise Michel was born in 1952 into a deeply religious family. From an early age, she exhibited a profound piety, attending Mass frequently, saying the rosary, and showing a devotion to her Catholic faith that impressed her parents and her community. She was described as a bright, sensitive, and intelligent girl, well-liked by her peers. Her life seemed destined for quiet, spiritual fulfillment. But in 1968, at the age of 16, her life took a sudden, terrifying turn. She suffered a severe convulsion, which doctors later diagnosed as temporal lobe epilepsy. Soon after, she began experiencing periods of profound depression, hearing strange, disembodied voices that whispered condemnations, and seeing demonic faces in her periphery, particularly during her daily prayers. Despite psychiatric treatment, including medication for her epilepsy and depression, Annalise's condition worsened. The voices became more insistent, telling her she was damned, condemning her. She developed an intense aversion to religious objects. Crucifixes would burn her skin, holy water would feel like acid, and even the sight of a statue of the Virgin Mary would provoke violent outbursts. She began to speak in different, guttural voices, sometimes in ancient languages she did not know. Her family, witnessing her escalating torment and the doctor's inability to help, became convinced that her affliction was not medical, but spiritual. They believed their beloved daughter was suffering not from an illness, but from demonic possession. Their desperate pleas to the Catholic Church for an exorcism were initially met with reluctance. The Church has stringent criteria for authorizing such a solemn rite, distinguishing between mental illness and genuine possession. But as Annalise's condition deteriorated further, manifesting in violent rages, tearing at her clothes, biting family members, consuming insects, and enduring prolonged periods of physical contortion, the ecclesiastical authorities began to reconsider. Finally, in 1975, Bishop Josef Stangl of Würzburg granted permission for a solemn exorcism, according to the Ritual Romanum, the ancient Catholic rite. Father Arnold Rentz and Father Ernst Alt, two local priests, were appointed to perform the harrowing task. What followed was a harrowing, grueling ordeal that stretched over 10 months, from September 1975 until Annalise's death in July 1976. The priests conducted 67 exorcism sessions, typically one or two per week, each lasting up to 4 hours. Annalise's parents, fervent in their belief that their daughter was engaged in a holy war, fully supported these rituals, often holding her down as she thrashed violently, sometimes needing to be chained to a chair to prevent her from harming herself or others. The sessions were horrific. Audio recordings, later played in court, captured a chilling symphony of guttural growls, animalistic noises, snarls, barks, unearthly screams, and violent outbursts. Annalisa would contort her body into impossible positions, her eyes rolling back into her head, her face grotesquely distorted. She claimed to be inhabited by multiple demons, identifying themselves through her distorted voice. The priests documented these claims meticulously, convinced they were communicating with true evil. The entities reportedly identified themselves as Judas Iscariot, the betrayer of Christ, the Roman Emperor Nero, known for his cruelty, Cain, the biblical murderer, the notorious Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, a disgraced priest named Fleischmann, and even the ultimate fallen angel, Lucifer himself. These demonic claims painted a terrifying picture of historical evil congregating within one young, devout soul. As the exorcisms continued, Annalise's physical health rapidly deteriorated. Believing that the demons were feeding on her sustenance, she began to refuse food and water, convinced that by starving herself, she would starve out the entities. Her weight plummeted to a skeletal 68 pounds. She suffered from pneumonia, high fever, and extreme exhaustion. Her knees were permanently injured from constant genuflecting, a self-imposed penance she performed hundreds of times a day. Despite her emaciated state and obvious physical distress, her parents, guided by the priests, maintained their focus on the spiritual battle, believing that her physical suffering was a manifestation of the demon's struggle to remain within her. The medical care she desperately needed was neglected, replaced by fervent prayer and ritual. On July 1st, 1976, Annalisa Michel died in her sleep. The official cause of death was listed as starvation and dehydration. She was 23 years old. Her death ignited a firestorm of controversy that transcended the quiet German town and captured international attention. The public was horrified by the details that emerged. The authorities launched an immediate investigation, leading to the shocking indictment of Annalise's parents, Josef and Anna Michelle, and the two priests, Father Arnold Rentz and Father Ernst Alt, on charges of negligent homicide. The trial, which began in 1978, became a sensational legal battle, forcing a courtroom to grapple with the unfathomable question of what constitutes true possession versus severe mental illness. The prosecution argued that Annalise's death was a direct result of her parents and the priest's failure to seek adequate medical treatment, prioritizing exorcism over life-saving care. The defense, however, staunchly maintained that Annalisa was indeed possessed and that the exorcisms were a desperate, legitimate attempt to save her soul from unimaginable evil. Crucial evidence presented during the trial included grim photographs of Annalise's emaciated body, a stark visual testament to her suffering. But perhaps most chilling were the audio recordings of the exorcism sessions. These tapes, played in the courtroom, contained the disturbing sounds of Annalise's distorted voice, her alleged demonic utterances, and the guttural growls attributed to the spirits within her. Listening to these tapes, the jury was forced to confront the terrifying claims firsthand. In 1978, the court delivered its verdict. Josef and Anna Michel, Father Rentz and Father Alt, were all found guilty of negligent homicide. They were sentenced to 6 months in prison, which was ultimately suspended to 3 years probation, a controversial outcome that many felt was lenient given the tragic loss of life. The ruling sent shockwaves through both religious and medical communities, sparking intense debates about the intersection of faith, science, and the boundaries of legal responsibility when confronted with what some believe to be supernatural forces. The Catholic Church itself issued statements, emphasizing the rarity and strict conditions for exorcism and the need for careful discernment. The case of Anneliese Michel remains a profound and deeply unsettling mystery. Was she a victim of severe, undiagnosed mental illness, whose untreated condition tragically led to her death? Or was she, as her family and the priests believed, truly possessed by a powerful demonic entity, a spiritual battle fought to its grim end? The enduring question of what truly afflicted Anneliese. Michel continues to haunt those who delve into her story. It stands as a chilling testament to the extreme lengths to which belief can drive individuals and the devastating consequences that can unfold when the perceived boundaries between the physical and spiritual worlds blur. Whether by medical neglect or by demonic design, her suffering was undeniable. A death, a profound tragedy, leaving behind a legacy of unanswered questions and a chilling warning of the darkness that can sometimes consume even the most devout of souls. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder. Good night.